Welcome, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW number 88. We're talking about developing and maintaining affection. And we're going to talk today about being generous with your positive communication. Whether it's verbal or not verbal, it's a communication that makes a person feel good. A wife can be positive with her husband by speaking to him pleasantly, praising him, smiling at him, doing something for him. And most wives, Baruch Hashem, engage in these behaviors very often. But in order to heighten that affection between a husband and a wife, these behaviors need to dominate the relationship. Again, two-way street. Husband needs to do this as well. That is the dominating factor of the relationship. Heighten affection. The vast majority of interactions that occur between couples need to be positive in nature. 8 out of 10 things she says should be endearing and warm. Of course, some remarks may have a negative impact. Sometimes you can't avoid making an occasional critical statement or complaint or even making an unpleasant request. That often, in life happens. But to try to minimize that and bring out the endearing qualities. Hakaras HaTayiv is a big aspect of this. It says in the Gemara that if you drink water from a well, don't throw stones in it. It's meant literally, don't throw stones in a well that's giving you water. It means also from learning that you should have Hakaras HaTayiv even from a well, an inanimate object that doesn't have feelings. How much more Hakaras HaTayiv gratitude we need to show a human being who actually did us kindness. So wife should accustom herself to say thank you for everything her husband does for her, no matter how often he does it. If he takes out the garbage, that was arranged, it's his job. He does it twice a week, 3 times a week. When he does it, she is relieved that she doesn't have to do it herself. Thank him for it. Same thing, just like a husband, if the wife cooks meals for him, husband has to thank his wife. Doesn't make a difference if it's quote-unquote their job to do it. Whatever their arrangement is between themselves, you do this, I do that. So even if you have quote-unquote jobs or tasks that you both decided to split the responsibility, but whatever tasks that you are doing, if a wife is cooking meals for her husband needs to appreciate and say thank you. And when the husband is taking out the garbage or fixing things or going to work and working hard for her, she needs to say thank you. So it goes both ways. But gratitude is for any type of task or job performed by your husband, to simply let him know that you appreciate his sense of responsibility, that you notice his efforts on behalf of the family, and that recognition alone will encourage him to continue to do further his duties, and it'll create a closeness between you and him. Of course, gratitude should also be shown for all those things your husband does out of the kindness of his heart. If, let's say, it's not his job officially, but he still helps clear the table, he does other things, thank him for it. Shouldn't say in your head, why should I thank him? I clear the table. Let's say, helping clear the table. I do it thousands of times, so he's doing it once in a while. It's about time that he helps out. That's a resentful thought that won't get you closer to your husband. Even if he missed out on many opportunities to be kind and he didn't, but when he finally does something on his own, he does an act of chesed, welcome it. Welcome it. Imagine Hashem looking at us. Oh, finally they're doing a mitzvah. Why should I give schar? They should have done it a long time ago. Hashem doesn't view it that way. You're doing a mitzvah now. I appreciate it. I'll give you reward for it. Same thing over here. If a wife truly desires that her husband behave in a thoughtful manner, so when he finally is behaving in a thoughtful manner, reinforce it by thanking him with genuine praise and with Hakaras HaTayiv. If you ignore that opportunity and you ignore the good thing that he did, you'll wait a very long time before it's repeated. He needs the encouragement to continue. That's human nature. So that's one form of Hakaras HaTayiv, a demonstration of gratitude. Another one is the use of compliments. A sincere compliment is a chesed. Remember that. You give tzedakah as a chesed. You compliment, a sincere compliment to your husband is a tremendous chesed. When a wife compliments her husband, she is increasing his self-confidence. She is increasing his self-esteem. She is building him up. She's making him feel special. She's making him feel cherished. Giving compliments to a husband for doing things good or for praising them, you are building your husband, literally putting life into him. Especially if he struggles with anxiety or low self-esteem, your kindness and your compliments is building him up. Everyone likes to be told whether they're attractive or they're competent or they're clever or they're needed or they're loved. We mekayim the mitzvah of a haftal riacha kamoicha when we praise others this way when they truly need it. A wife can throw remarks during the day about her husband's positive qualities. I trust your judgment. That was a good decision. That's brilliant. You're a great husband. I love when you take the kids out. I'm proud of you, how you interact with them. I'm so proud of you, period. The list of the possibilities is endless. A wife simply needs to notice when her husband does something right, and when she notices that he is doing something right, she compliments him. And when she praises him, then his affection towards her increases. And it's natural to feel attracted to people who make you feel good. So a wife who makes a husband feel good with her generous compliments develops in there a deep affection for your marriage. So instead of saying, for example, Chaim, I'm really glad you're getting your business in order or doing this, you're acting like a professional, and then add a line like, I couldn't stand the way you were handling things before. Why are you saying that line? You know, before it was terrible, and now, Baruch Hashem, I see you're getting it. That's not what you say. You build them up. I'm glad you're getting your business in order. I'm glad you're thriving now. And I love you and I appreciate you, and keep up the great work. Or you see a haircut that you're not crazy about. What did the barber do to you? You don't say that. You say, oh, okay, nice haircut, makes you look younger. It's going to grow back anyway. Or whatever it is. So it's a skill, by the way. It's a skill to deliver praise and compliments correctly. The idea behind it is the desired effect, that positive comment should make the person receiving that comment feel good inside. So when you praise your husband, like we just said, about a new approach, that's wonderful. But when you do it the wrong way, you're mentioning the previous approach that was she didn't like at all. What is she doing? She's actually being mitzaref. She's combining a compliment with a criticism. I love the way you're doing things now, and you got past that terrible stuff you're doing before. That's mixing a compliment with a criticism. Always avoid that. You know, or your suit looks much nicer than your older suit that looks like a shmata. You look like a shmata in it before, and this suit looks nice and wow. You are mixing a compliment with a criticism. You may actually be doing more harm than good. Because when you receive that compliment, they feel insulted and hurt. You remarked about my old suit, or you remarked about the way I was before. I already improved. I worked through it. Why are you reminding me again of my past mistakes, or that I was wearing that old schlumpy suit, or that I was till now struggling in the way I conducted myself in my learning and davening or whatever it is, or my interaction with the children, and now I'm becoming better. You have to remind me that, you know, you're better than you were before, because before it was terrible. That mixture, even though you're praising him now, but if you're bringing back the past, oh, you came a long way, you were really bad then, is hurtful. There's no need to remind the person about the previous mistake that they made or the imperfection when you're praising a current behavior or an appearance. You praise the current behavior or appearance. Be careful not to mention or imply faults. And the wife who correctly offers praise simply states that what she likes without referring back to what she didn't like before. So that's very, very important. Another aspect of praising is looking for an honest statement that one can make in order to be encouragement, to be encouraging. So basically the idea is let's say the haircut situation, you could say things about it, even if you don't like it, without really making him feel bad about it. Because the hair will grow back, or in a normal way. She'll be happy with his appearance. She just doesn't enhance her marital relationship to make her husband feel bad if he knew he was upset about a haircut the way it came out. A gentle compliments facilitate growth of affectionate feelings. Not necessarily to be honest about disapproving of something that can't be fixed anyway. He decided to make supper for her, his wife. Didn't come out the greatest. So you could still say, I appreciate your making it tonight. I really appreciate it. I was exhausted. You're a great husband. If you want things to be done, said differently, you could, you know, to be made differently next time, you could say it in a subtle way. So that is a very, very important aside. This concept of developing and maintaining affection. That heightened affection is dominated by warm words to each other. And that builds the marriage. That is a big yesod in life. We're going to start a subject that will continue be'ezus Hashem in the upcoming shir as well. And that is the concept of refraining from excessive criticism. This is a real, real strong, touchy subject. Difficult subject, but we all are prone to it, husbands and wives both. And it's extremely hurtful. And we all have it in ourselves. We have to look ourselves in the mirror and stop it. Literally, just simply stop it. The Baal Shem Tov says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. You know you have many faults yourself. Nevertheless, you still love yourself. This is how you should feel towards your friend. Despite their faults, love them. When you love someone while being aware of their faults, we take care not to hurt them. For example, a mother knows when her child is impulsive or self-centered or introverted, beyond measure, whatever it is, other faults, minor faults, but she treats him kindly, doing things for him, showing him clearly that he loves him and doesn't reject him because of his faults. We have to do that for our own wives and husbands. When a woman sees her husband has faults and lets him know that, she may feel that this makes him less lovable in her mind. She feels that she will not only be able to, that she can't love him unless he improves. When he loses the 25 pounds, when he stops being selfish, when he takes responsibility for his household chores and on, then she'll love him. And in order to bring that day closer, she works to see that he does improve. So the way she does it often is to correct and criticize his behavior, hoping he'll listen, change for the better, so that she could love him more. This is not the right approach, as we're going to explain in the next Shir Be'ezus Hashem. But the concept is that excessive criticism always does damage. The sight of it needs to be building. Doesn't mean you bury things under the rug. Doesn't mean that you do not express things that need to be expressed in an open way when something bothers you. You could do it. But there's a way to do things like that, as we're going to discuss Be'ezus Hashem in the upcoming Shir. Bracha v'atzlacha.